A battle is brewing between the business community and the city of Philadelphia. A bill that is one signature away from becoming law would demand employers not ask job applicants about their salary history. Details from WHYY's Tom McDonald.
It's a little bit of a straw that breaks the camel's back.
Comcast Senior Executive Vice President David Cohen says the business community is upset with the salary history bill approved by council in December.
We're hearing from companies that are thinking about locating, or at least being solicited to locate in the city, of why would we ever come here with what's going on in the city.
City Councilman Bill Greenlee shepherded the bill through and says he's surprised people are complaining after it's been approved and sent to the mayor for his signature.
I think this is a chance to try to deal with wage inequity. And I think it's reasonable to think if you take a person's past salary off the table, given the history that women and minorities are paid less for the same job, that we have a chance of cutting into this inequity, wage inequity issue.
Rob Wunderling of the Greater Philadelphia Chamber of Commerce says coming to the councilman right as the bill is on the mayor's desk is a little late, but they've always been against the bill, even if they didn't physically testify against it at council.
We just are hoping for, at this late date, let's create a little bit more space, a little bit more time for a little bit more analysis to reach the balance.
Mayor Kenney isn't ready to say whether he'll sign the bill.
Doesn't mean I'm not going to sign it, and we'll see what happens.
Councilman Greenlee says he's not taking the bill away from the mayor for reconsideration.
I just don't see it having the injurious effect that they're trying to make it out to be by taking one question away. And again, not ending discussion, not ending negotiations, none of that. Just taking one question away, I think, is a reasonable approach to attempt to deal with this issue.
If the bill becomes law, a court challenge from the business community is a possibility. However, Cohen and Wunderling won't say if they would head to court to challenge it. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.